حضرموت.
So when he returned to his father, he asked him for the details of the state of the people of Hadramaut.
فأنشأ يقول هذين البيتين.
So he began to say these two lines of poetry.
مررت بوادي حضرموت مسلما.
I passed by the valley of Hadramaut giving salams or safely.
فألفيته بالبشر مبتسما رحبا.
So I found it pleasant or happy, smiling and welcoming.
وألفيت فيه من جهابدة العلا أكابرا لا يلقون شرقا ولا غربا.
جهابد
جمع جهبد أهل مقامات عليا.
I found those of sublime stations, elect or erudite great scholars, the likes of which are neither found in the east nor the west.
فكان والده يقول وحدثتني يا سعد عنهم فزدتني شجونا فزدني من حديثك يا سعد.
So his father said, you've spoken to me about them and given me an increase, so speak to me more about them.
قال على ربنا أي تعالى وتعاظم.
The Sheikh said, transcendent is our Lord, meaning exalted and great.
عن كيف أي عن التكييف بأي تصور.
Beyond how, meaning for him to be described imagined or comprehended in any way.
أو أين أي تعالى عن أن يحل في شيء أو مكان.
And similarly beyond where, meaning that he is exalted beyond being dwelling within anything or any place.
أو متى يعني تعالى وتعاظم أن يحويه زمان.
And similarly, he is too high and too great to beyond when, meaning that he dwell within a time.
فهو الأول والآخر.
He is the first and the last.
وعن كل ما في بالنا يتصور يعني تعاظم وتعالى عن كل ما يخطر ببالنا ويتصور في خيالنا.
And everything imagined in our minds, meaning he is too high and too great, he is too high and too great to be imagined by our minds or to occur to our thoughts, how he is or to be encompassed in those.
ونقص أي على عن نقص. فكل ما لا يليق بالربوبية والألوهية فهو منزه عنه.
As well as deficiency, meaning he's transcendent beyond any deficiency, anything that's not becoming of divinity or lordship, he is transcendent beyond that.
إنما تعتري النقائص المخلوقات.
He said, Habib said, creatures are only affected by deficiencies.
وهي تنافي الألوهية والربوبية.
And this is impossible for lordship and divinity.
وجميع الكمالات في عالم الخلق مجازية ومحدودة.
All perfections in the created beings are merely metaphorical and in fact limited.
فالكمال المطلق من كل وجه وبكل معنى لله وحده.
Absolute perfection from every perspective and every meaning is for Allah alone.
وأكمل الخلق بعد ذلك من جعله الله أولهم.
And the most perfect of creatures thereafter is the one whom Allah made the first of them, meaning the first of the creatures.
وجعله أفضلهم.
And made him the most meritorious of them.
وعلمه من أسرار ربوبيته وألوهيته ما لم يطلع غيره عليه.
And the one whom he taught from the secrets of his divinity and his lordship, that which he did not make anyone else aware of.
فكمل خلقه وخلقه.
And thus he perfected his physical form as well as his character or spiritual form.
وأعطاه رتبة الكمال الإنساني في كل وصف من أوصافه.
and gave him the station of human perfection in every one of his attributes.
وَذَلِكُمْ هُوَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَحَبِيبُ سَيِّدُنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And that is Allah's Messenger and His beloved, our Master Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فَالْأَكْمَلُ بَعْدَهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَنْ كَانَ أَقْرَبَ إِلَيْهِ فِي الصِّفَةِ وَالْخُلُقِ.
So the most perfect after him among creatures is the one who is most similar to him or closest to him in attributes and character.
قال وشبه أي تعالى عن أن يشابهه شيء.
As well as likeness, meaning that he is too exalted for anything to be similar to him.
قال تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Allah exalted as He said, there is nothing whatsoever like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing.
فمهما كان إطلاق الاسم والصفة على المخلوقات مشابها للاسم أو الصفة للخالق تبارك وتعالى فليس ذلك إلا في اللفظ فقط ولا تشابه صفاته صفات الخلق.
So when the name of a quality that a creature has, an attribute that a creature has, is similar to one of the divine names, then the only similarity is in the phrase of the name. However, the attributes, meaning Allah's attribute, his attributes, he is entirely dissimilar from his creatures in them.
فإذا وصفنا الحق تبارك وتعالى بالعلم وأنه العليم ثم وصفنا أحدا من الخلق بالعلم وأنه عليم فالفرق كبير واسع لا يشابه العلم العلم.
So if we describe Allah that he as being characterized by the attribute of knowledge, of ilm, and we say he is al-alim, the all-knowing, and we also describe a creature with the attribute of knowledge and that he is knowing, then we must know that this is only in the name and that this knowledge is not like that knowledge.
فكل عليم من الخلق علمه حادث.
So each one possessed of knowledge of the creatures, his knowledge began in time.
ومحدود مهما علم شيئا فقد غابت عنه أشياء.
And it is limited. As much as he knows, there are things of which he or she is unaware.
وهو قابل للتغير والفناء.
And their knowledge can also change and vanish or perish.
ولكن علم الله تعالى أزلي قديم وهو محيط بكل شيء.
But rather Allah's knowledge, Ta'ala, is beginningless and it encompasses everything.
كذلك إذا وصفنا مخلوقا بقدرة.
Similarly, if we describe a creature as having power, قدرة.
فالقدرة للمخلوق حادثة.
The power or ability of a creature, again, was originated in time.
وهي قابلة للفناء والزوال.
And again, it can perish or vanish.
وهي محدودة منقدرة على شيء عجز عن آخر.
It is also limited. If the person is able to do one thing, they're incapable of another.
وهي موهوبة من الله القادر إن شاء نزعها.
And it is a gift from Allah who is Al-Qadir. If He wishes, He will take it back.
فالقدرة لله تعالى لا تشابه قدرة المخلوقين.
Allah's omnipotence or Allah's being all-powerful, that attribute is not similar to the ability of creatures.
فقدرته أزلية أبدية.
His omnipotence is beginningless and eternal.
وهو على كل شيء قدير.
And He has power over all things, or is able to do all things.
وكذلك بقية الصفات.
And similarly, the remainder of the attributes.
فلا تشبه ذاته ذات شيء من الخلق.
His being or essence is not similar to any of the beings or essences of creatures.
ولا وصفه وصف شيء من الخلق.
Neither are his attributes similar to any of the attributes of creatures.
ولا أسماؤه أسماء شيء من الخلق.
And neither are his names similar to the names of any created things.
ولا فعله فعل شيء من الخلق.
Nor are his actions similar to the action of creatures.
ليس كمثله شيء.
Nothing is like the likeness of him.
وفي ذلك يقول سبحانه وتعالى ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
And in this is understood similarly from the verse of his saying تعالى in the end of Surah Ikhlas, and he has nothing that is and there is nothing that is similar to him.
أي ليس له مثيل ولا شبيه قط.
Meaning that there's nothing that is like just like him, nor anything that is similar to him whatsoever.
وقد يطلق المثل على المساوي للآخر في كل الصفات.
So the word مثل that we translated as just like is used to describe something that is like something in all of its qualities.
ويطلق النظير على المساوي للآخر في أكثر الصفات.
And something that's called نظير, that you could say that it is very similar, and that is something that is like something else in most of its qualities.
ويطلق الشبيه على من ساوى الآخر ولو في وصف واحد.
And the word شبيه that you could say is similar, that is used to describe something that is similar to something else even in one of its attributes.
والحق تعالى لا مثيل له ولا نظير ولا شبيه.
And Allah Ta'ala has none of these three.
قال أو شريك أي تعالى عن أن يشاركه أحد.
And similarly, he is transcendent from having any partner.
فهو المتفرد بالخلق فلا خالق إلا هو.
So he is the one who is singular in his being the creator, so there's no creator other than him.
قال تعالى الله خالق كل شيء.
He said, exalted is he, Allah is the creator of everything.
وقال قل هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض.
And he said, say, is there, Allah said, say, is there a creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens or in the heavens and the earth?
وليس يشاركه أحد في الملك فهو المالك الحقيقي.
And no one is partner with him in sovereignty, so he is the true king.
وكل ملك أضيف إلى الخلق فحادث وزائل والملك لله.
And every sovereignty that is ascribed to any creature, again originated in time and eventually will perish, and the true sovereignty is for Allah alone.
قال تعالى تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
He said, Allah said, exalted is he, blessed is the one in whose hand is the sovereignty and he has power over all things.
وجميع صفاته لا يشاركه في صفة من الصفات أحد.
And all of his attributes, no one partakes with him in any of them.
وجميع أسمائه لا يشاركه فيها أحد.
And all of his names, no one partakes with him or is a partner with him in any of them.
وما جاءت الشريعة بجواز تسمية الخلق به وصفتهم به مما هو على لفظ صفة الخالق واسمه ولفظ اسمه فالمعنى آخر لا يراد به المعنى الذي يطلق على الله تعالى.
And those attributes and names that the sacred law has allowed for someone to be named, and they're also it's a name of one of Allah's attributes, they're only similar in the phrase. However, in the attribute themselves, they're totally dissimilar to Allah's attributes.
فَإِذَا قِيلَ عَنْ مَخْلُوقٍ أَنَّهُ رَحِيمٌ فَالرَّحْمَةُ رِقَّةٌ فِي قَلْبِهِ.
So if it is said of a creature that he is or she is Rahim, merciful, then this mercy is a softness or a tenderness which exists in his or her heart.
ولا يوجد شيء من هذا المعنى إذا أطلقنا الرحمة على الله تعالى.
And none of this meaning exists if we use رحمة to describe Allah تعالى.
فإنها أزلية لائقة بجلال الله تبارك وتعالى تقتضي التفضل.
Indeed, this rahmah, this mercy of Allah is eternal and becoming of Allah's majesty, and it dictates beneficence, or it's a cause of beneficence.
فهو المنزه عن الشريك في ألوهيته وربوبيته وجميع أسمائه وصفاته وأفعاله.
So he is transcendent from any partner in his divinity, his lordship, his being, his attributes, and his actions.
ومن أعظم ما يحافظ عليه المؤمن من الأذكار ويزيده إيمانا ذكر لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت على كل شيء قدير.
And from the greatest of the things that the believer can persist in the dhikr, in of the invocations, and it's a protection for the believer's faith, is this invocation: there is no God alone, other than Allah alone, without partner. He gives life and he gives death, and he is able to do all things or has power over all things.
فينبغي أن يحافظ عليها المؤمن وخصوصا عشرا بعد صلاة الصبح وعشرا بعد صلاة المغرب قبل أن يتكلم أو يغير هيئة رجليه في التشهد عنه.
So the believer should be mindful or persistent of this invocation, particularly after the Fajr prayer and after the Maghrib prayer, and they say it 10 times in each of these prayers prior to moving their legs from the position in which they were during their saying the tashahhud.
فإنه يكون في حرز طيلة يومه إن قال ذلك بعد الفجر.
For indeed the believer will be in a fortress or in protection during the length of his or her day if they say it after Fajr.
وفي حرز طول ليلته إن قال ذلك بعد المغرب.
And they will be protected throughout their night if they say this after Maghrib.
وحفظ من الذنوب إلا الشرك.
And they will be protected from sins other than polytheism.
وكان كعدل فالفضل عدل عتق أربع رقاب.
And in merit, it is like or similar to emancipating four slaves.
فينبغي للمؤمن أن يحافظ على هذا الذكر.
So a believer should persist or be mindful of this dhikr.
والمتفرغ للعبادة لا يقصر عن مئة في كل يوم من هذا الذكر.
And someone who is totally set aside their time, has totally set aside their time for worship, should not say less of this dhikr than 100 times in a day.
فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال ذلك 100 مرة في اليوم لم يأتي أحد بأفضل مما جاء به.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, someone who did this 100 times in a day, no one would have done better than what he did.
إلا إن قال مثل ذلك إلا من قال مثل ذلك أو زاد عليه.
Except someone who said the likes of this or more.
ووالد أي لم يولد سبحانه وتعالى وليس له والد ولا أب فذلك من صفات الكائنات والمخلوقات والحيوانات وهو منزه عن ذلك.
The Sheikh goes on and says, and any parent, meaning that Allah has no parent nor any father, he was not born, and that is of the attributes of creatures and of animals.
قال تعالى لم يلد ولم يولد.
Allah Ta'ala said he was not born nor did he bear children.
فجميع من في السماوات والأرض عبيده.
Everyone that is in the heavens and the earth are his slaves.
ونسبة الولد إلى الله شنيع من أعظم الشنايع.
And attributing a child to Allah is extremely vile, or from the most vile of attributions.
قال الله تعالى تكاد السماوات أن ينفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. تكاد السماوات أن ينفطرن يتشققن.
Allah Ta'ala said, the translation of the meaning is that the heavens and the earth were almost split.
وتنشق الأرض.
And that the earth will similarly be split.
وتخرج الجبال هدا.
And that the mountains be demolished.
أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا.
That they made the false claim that Ar-Rahman had a child.
وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا.
And it is not becoming for Ar-Rahman to take to himself a child.
إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آت الرحمن عبدا.
Everyone in the heavens and the earth are only coming to him as slaves or as a slave. Each and everyone is coming to him as a slave.
لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا.
He has encompassed them and counted them.
وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا.
And all of them or each of them is coming to him on the day of rising alone.
كذلك هو المنزه سبحانه وتعالى عن الزوجة و كل ما يشابه الكائنات والمخلوقات.
And similarly, he is transcendent from having a spouse and everything that is similar to anything else that is similar to creatures.
قال تعالى ولم تكن له صاحبة.
Allah Ta'ala says, and he did not have any female companion.
وخلق كل شيء.
And he created everything.
وهو بكل شيء عليم.
And he has knowledge of everything.
هو الله أكبر.
He is Allah the greatest or greater.
أعظم وأجل من أن يتصور.
More great and magnificent than to be imagined.
أو أن يحيط محيط بصفاته.
Or for anyone to encompass even one of his attributes.
أو بأسمائه.
Or his names.
فضلا عن ذاته العلية.
Much less his sublime essence.
وفي نفي هذه الإحاطة قال سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق لا يعرف الله إلا الله.
And in negating this encompassing knowledge, our master Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, no one knows Allah except Allah.
ونكتفي بهذا لنستقبل الأسئلة والجواب عليها.
And we will suffice ourselves with this portion so that we can take questions and answer them.
عندكم شيء؟ صلوات الله على المصطفى محمد وآله وأصحابه.
تعلم في سؤال تكرر حفظته.
ما هو؟
سألوا كيف يكون البيع من خلال الله فالكوع المتابع للدرس تكرر.
يكون الأصل فيه اتصال القلب وصدق الوجه.
So we're beginning the questions. A question we asked Al-Habib Omar was a question that a number of you have asked through email, how would bay'ah be made? And he said that the origin of this or the basis of this is a heart connection and a true aspiration, a wijha, or a genuinely directing oneself.
وعهود الطرق في السير إلى الله تبارك وتعالى إنما هي تجديد لعهد الإنسان مع ربه.
And the covenants of the various spiritual paths, they are only the renewal of the covenant between the servant and his or her Lord.
ويكون للمؤمن بها سند في السير إلى الله تبارك وتعالى والعمل بشرعه.
And through this, the believer will have a chain of transmission in the spiritual path and acting according to the sacred law.
وكل من صدق في الإيمان بالله ورسوله وتوجه على طريق المتابعة محبا للأولياء والصالحين خاصة والمؤمنين عامة فتصح له الصلة.
And everyone who makes a way to travel to Allah and follows the Sunnah and loves the believers in general and the elect of them in specific, they have a connection.
ثم تكون القوة فيها والارتقاء فيها والخصوصية بأسباب.
And then the strength of this connection and the ascension in this connection and the increase will have various causes.
فمنها أخذ الإجازة من الشيوخ أرباب السند.
From them is taking license or permission, ijaza, from the shuyukh who are possessors of this chain of transmission.
ثم إذا تهيأ لقطع العلائق عن غير الله تبارك وتعالى وصدق الإقبال والوجهة على الله على وجه الخصوص فبأخذ هذا العهد الذي يشار إليه.
So then if the person becomes prepared to have the various attachments to other than Allah removed from them and to travel the spiritual path, then they take this bay'ah or this covenant, this ahad that is being discussed.
ويحصل بدايات خيرها بتعلق القلب بشيخ صادق راسخ القدم وامتثال أمره وأخذ ما يرشد إليه.
And the beginning of the goodness of this bay'ah begins with having a heart attachment to a sheikh of these qualities that is true and that has a firm grounding, and applying the directions of the sheikh.
نعبر بالعهد لأن بعض المدارك عند عامة الناس يتصور من البيعة أنها ما يتعلق بشان الحكم والسلطة وليس ذلك من شان أهل الطرق.
And he's correcting me, and I said bay'a. He said, however, you notice each time he said it, he said ahad, which we are translating as covenant. And he said that we use the phrase covenant because some people mistake the word bay'a for that which pertains to governance, and that is not what is understood by the people of the spiritual path.
حتى يعرف القصد ويخرج عن الأوهام.
So that the true aim or intention be known and it removes these delusions.
ثم أن ذلك يحصل بواسطة وبغير واسطة.
And he said this can occur by an intermediary or without one.
الواسطة من يرسله الشيخ لأخذ العهد في الطريق.
He said the intermediary is basically the emissary that the sheikh sends in order to take this covenant of the spiritual path from others.
وقد يكون عبر مكاتبة ومراسلة بأي وسيلة من الوسائل.
And it might be through correspondence by any means.
أو سماع صوت بشيء أيضا من الوسائل.
Or similarly by hearing the voice by the transmission of voice by any of the various means.
وبكل ذلك يحصل أصل العهد.
And through all of this, the basis of this ahd of this covenant will occur.
وقد يكون بالأخذ عن الشيخ مباشرة بالحضور في حضرته ومد اليد إلى يده.
And this might be taken similarly directly from the sheikh by being in his presence and stretching forth one's hand to his hand.
أو إلى رداء يمسكه مثلا فيمسك به النساء.
Or to his mantle or shawl that he holds, and then ladies hold the other end of it.
كما كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يبايع النساء كلاما أو يمد لهن رداء.
Just as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would give this bay'ah, allow this allegiance to be taken by women from through speech, or he would stretch forth his rida, his mantle or shawl to them.
تقول السائلة أرى كرم الله كبير همت بعد التوجه قليلة وتبلد حالي فنقول لا شك أن كرم الله سبحانه وتعالى على كل مخلوق لا يمكن أن يوصف ولا أن يحاط به.
So the questioner says in summary that she sees Allah's generosity great despite her own shortcomings. And he said that without doubt Allah's generosity is indescribable and cannot be encompassed.
ثم منته على خصوص أهل الإسلام والإيمان كبرى وعظمى لا حد لها.
And then his favor over the people of Islam and Iman is the greatest and can similarly is unlimited.
وكلما عرف المؤمن عظمة المنة زاد حياؤه.
And the more a believer knows the greatness of Allah's favor, the more his or her shyness before Allah will be increased. And in them an aspiration will be stirred to show gratitude to the bestower of these blessings. And they will stand on a footing of acknowledging Allah's favor or blessing and admitting their own shortcomings and sin.
قال سيد أهل القرب من الله مخاطبا لله أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي.
The foremost of those who thank Allah said, addressing to Allah, I acknowledge your favor upon you and I admit my own misdeeds.
فيجب عند رؤية كرم الله تبارك وتعالى أن يستبعث الأدب مع الله والحياء منه والهمة في القيام بشكره.
So when the person has vision or awareness of Allah's generosity, they must stir in themselves an aspiration to come forth and thank Allah.
ومما يفيد في ذلك الإكثار من الدعوة النبوية اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك.
And the saying much the prophetic invocation, O Allah, aid me in mentioning you or remembering you, thanking you and worshipping you well, is an aid in this, saying this often.
ومجالسة أهل الهمة في العبادة وأهل الإحسان في الطاعة.
And also keeping the company of those of an aspiration of a himma in worship and those who are people of ihsan, of excellent, or with ihsan worship.
السؤال عن ما رأي تحصل وقت الحمل والقول بأن هنا قرين كبير أو تابع وما إلى ذلك فإنه كثير ما يحصل فيه الخلط والأوهام.
There was a question about someone who has dreams or visions while they are pregnant, and that this was because basically there was a strong or a big devil that was with them. He said this is something concerning which there is often confusion and delusion.
ويحمى المؤمن من كل ما يمكن أن يتعرض له الإنسان من الأضرار المعنوية وتأثيرات الشياطين بالأذكار الواردة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And a believer is protected by any kind of harm of the origin of devils and spiritual harm by the various invocations which have been taught in Islam.
المؤمنة المحافظة على صلواتها وعلى نصيبها من أذكار الصباح والمساء والنوم واليقظة وعلى أخذها النصيب من القرآن تكون في حصن من أنواع الشرور.
A believing woman who persists in her daily prayers and persists in the invocations of the morning and the evening and in a portion of the Quran, she is in a fortress which protects her from the various types of harm or evil that might befall someone who didn't do these things.
وإذا أحست بالحمل وخافت من إسقاطه ونحو ذلك فيمكن أن تقرأ مثل قوله تعالى ويمسك السماء أن تقع على الأرض إلا بإذنه 10 مرات كل صباح ومساء ويدها على بطنها.
And she can recite this verse. The translation of the meaning is that he keeps the heaven or the sky from falling on the earth. She can say this each morning, putting her hand on her stomach 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. And she could say this in the case that she feared miscarrying. This next question is from the United States. And the questioner asks, they say, I have extreme problems with anger that I have tried to overcome, but am failing. The anger is due to childhood abuse. Meaning, they say AD and trauma. I have forgiven the abusers, but I am still struggling with extreme anger within. Can you offer advice? السائل من أمريكا يقول إنه له مشكلة كبيرة مع الغضب وحاول أن يملكه ويرى أنه لا يستطيع وهذا الغضب بسبب إيذاء أو تعدي في أثناء طفولته وهو عفى عن المؤذي عن الظالم ولكن لم يزل ينازع الغضب في باطنه
أظن أن السؤال هذا أو قريب منه قد تقدم وكان في الجواب عليه وجوب استحضار الفضل عند الله تعالى باتباع رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في صفة الحلم.
Al-Habib said a question similar to this, or this question has come previously, and the answer was that the person should call to mind the great merit and reward from Allah for following the Prophet in the attribute of hilm, which is forbearance or clemency.
كذلك أن يجالس أرباب الصفاء وسعة الصدور.
And similarly, the questioner should keep the company of those people who have an inward clarity and who have broad breasts, meaning that they have wide chest, they are accommodating and forgiving and so forth.
وعليه أن يكرر كلما أحس بالغضب قول الله والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
And the questioner should repeat the saying of Allah whenever he or she senses anger, the translation of which is, and those who suppress their anger and those who pardon people, and Allah loves the good.
ويستعمل الدعاء أيضا الواردة اللهم أذهب غيظ قلبي وأجرني من مضلات الفتن.
And similarly, the person should use the prophetic invocation, O Allah, remove the rage of my heart and protect me from temptations or trials which are misguiding.
وهذا السائل يقول نعرض البراهين وأدلة الإسلام على غير المسلمين ولكن لا يستجيبون فهل نستمر في دعوتهم؟
The questioner here says that he or she presents the proofs of Islam to non-Muslims and they do not respond or they do not answer his offering of Islam to them. So should they continue, should the questioner continue in inviting them to Islam?
ونقول العرض الجميل للأدلة ولحقائق الإسلام بمختلف الوسائل مهمة المسلم دائما وأبدا.
He said a good presentation of the proofs of Islam and a clarification of the realities of Islam is the responsibility or the mission of a Muslim always.
إن رأى أثر استجابة أو لم يرى.
Whether he or she sees the response or the signs of response or not.
وحسبنا ما عمل سيدنا نوح مع قومه وقصه الله علينا في القرآن.
Sufficient as example is what our master Nuh did with his people, and that is described in the Quran.
وقال على لسانه وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في أذانهم.
Allah said on his voice, and whenever I invited them for you to forgive them, they stuck their fingers in their ears.
واستغشوا ثيابهم.
And they covered themselves with their clothes.
وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا.
And they persisted and were very arrogant.
وذكر التنويع الوسائل والأساليب فقال ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا.
And then he mentioned the methods and the means Nuh did that he used, and he said, and then I invited them openly.
ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا.
And then I informed them and I invited and I did so secretly.
ولكن يجب التنبه أنه لا يكفي مجرد عرض الأدلة والبراهين.
The person, however, must be aware that merely presenting proofs is not enough.
بل لابد من رحمة قلبية.
There must be a heart mercy.
ووجهة صادقة.
And a true aspiration or aim.
وإحسان ومعاملة صالحة.
And goodness and pious dealings.
وعرض للإسلام من خلال المعاملة.
And offering Islam to them by means, or showing Islam to them by means of one's dealings.
وذكر قصص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة والأنبياء.
And also conveying the stories of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companions and the prophets.
ونجب المؤذن فهو ينادي عندنا بصلاة الظهر.
We will respond now to the muadhin who is calling the adhan of the dhuhr prayer.
فمهمتنا أن نداوم على حسن دعوة الخلق إلى الخالق.
Our responsibility is that we strive and persist in inviting the creation to the Creator well.
ولكن علينا أن نراعي الأسلوب واختيار الوسيلة.
However, we must be cautious about our methods, or choose our methods and the means that we use well.
ونراعي أحوال النفسيات.
And also we should be sensitive to people's sentiments or dispositional states.
فلا تكون الدعوة بمظهر ينفر من الإلحاح أو تكرير ما يسأم منه.
And the invitation should not be in a way that causes an aversion by being too repetitive, for instance.
ولا تكون بالكلام وحده.
Nor should it be by mere speech.
ولا تكون في الأوقات أو الأماكن التي لا تتهيأ فيها النفوس للاستماع.
Neither should it be in places or times in which people's selves, their psyches or dispositions are not inclined to listening.
ومع الصدق في رحمة الخلق فإن الله يلهم الأسلوب الحسن وينزل الهداية بفضله متى شاء.
With genuineness or being true in mercy towards Allah, Allah will inspire the person to have a good means or method in this da'wah, and Allah will descend or cause mercy to descend guidance when He wills.
والواجب الذي كلفنا به هو حسن العرض وبذل المستطاع في تبيين الحق والدعوة إلى الخالق جل جلاله لا نفس هداية الناس.
Our responsibility is using good methods and trying to clarify, trying our utmost, striving our utmost to clarify the message well to the people, and it's not our responsibility to cause guidance to descend.
قال الله لنبيه إن عليك إلا البلاغ.
Allah said to His Prophet, all that is upon you is conveyance.
وقال فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر.
And He said, تعالى, remind, all you are is a reminder, and you are not given power over them.
والأخ محمد من أفريقيا يقول أنه يشتاق لرؤية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويشعر بأنه لا يستحق ذلك. كيف يحقق الأمنية؟
A brother Muhammad in Africa said that he longs to see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he sees that he is not deserving of that. How can this hope that he has be realized?
ونقول الشوق إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الإيمان.
He said, longing to see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is from faith.
وكلما زاد الإيمان زاد الشوق.
And whenever one's faith increases, or as one's faith increases, one's longing for him will similarly increase.
حتى يود المؤمن لو رآه بنفسه وماله.
Until a believer wished to see him even if he had to sacrifice his soul and his wealth.
وعلامة صدق الشوق أن يحمله على حسن المتابعة.
And a sign of a true longing is that it will induce the possessor thereof to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly.
وأن يحمله على كثرة الصلاة والسلام عليه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And also that it will cause him or her to send many blessings and peace upon him صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والشعور بأنه يستحق ذلك أمر خارج عن الأدب وعن الصدق مع الله تعالى.
And feeling that he deserves this is not good manners with Allah Ta'ala.
فكل ما كان المؤمن أنظف وأشرف كان مستشعرا عدم الأهلية وعدم الاستحقاق.
The more pure or clean a believer was and the more noble, the more they would feel that they were not deserving.
وكان مستشعرا طلبه منة الله عليه من دون استحقاق منه.
And they would feel Allah, but they would also seek Allah's favor for themselves, though seeing that they do not deserve it.
ولا يزال هذا المعنى يقوى كلما كمل إيمانه وزاد قربه.
And this meaning continues to become stronger as the person's faith becomes more perfect and their nearness increases.
ومن علامة الصدق في هذا الشوق أن لا يكون هو الحائل بينه وبين الطاعات بأن يتكاسل إن لم تحصل له الرؤية عن القيام بما يستطيعه من الخير.
A sign of this longing or yearning being genuine is that it not come between the person and acts of obedience, meaning that if the person does not have the vision or the dream that they wish to have, that they don't, if they don't have that, that then they don't become lazy and stop performing what they are able to of acts of obedience.
وأما سؤال أبي يزيد من السعودية عن وجهة النظر فيما يحدث في فلسطين وما جرى في هذه الأيام.
Abu Yazid from Saudi Arabia asked, "What is the point of view of what has occurred in the recently current events?"
الأمر ليس فيه وجهات نظر.
And he said, "This isn't a matter about which there are points of view."
وهو أمر واضح في منع الناس من حقوقهم وظلم واعتداء صريح.
And it is a clear matter of preventing people from their rights and a clear oppression and transgression.
فكل قادر على دفع هذا الظلم بأي وسيلة يجب عليه أن يدفعه.
Everyone who is able to avert this harm with any means is obliged to do so.
وهو أمر يجب أن يتفق عليه أهل الدين من حيث الدين.
And this is a matter concerning which the people of the religion must agree upon from the point of view of their religion.
ويتفق عليه عقلاء العالم من حيث الإنسانية وحق التعايش بين البشر.
And any intelligent or wise person in the world, all the intelligent and wise people of the world must agree about it from the point of view of humanity and also of living together in a way that is appropriate.
ومما يقدر عليه المؤمنون أجمعون ويخاطبون به في هذا الأمر وفي هذا الصدد الدعاء والتضرع وتفادي الأخطاء والبعد عن المعاصي.
That which all believers are able to engage in concerning this is to make dua and beseech Allah and also take themselves to account for their own mistakes and distance themselves from acts of disobedience, from ma'asi.
إبعاد سبب تسلط الأشرار على الأخيار وذاك السبب هو إضاعة الفرائض أو ارتكاب المحارم أمر يجب أن يجد فيه المسلمون أجمعون.
And removing the cause of our enemies being given power over us, and that is by basically leaving sins and returning things that were wrongfully taken, that is a obligation for all believers.
ثم بعد ذلك من كان له قدرة على إنفاق أو إيصال خير فليفعل.
And then after that, someone who is able to spend or make some good reach those that are being harmed, they should do so.
أما تعشق مجرد الصيحات والشكليات والصور والحماس الوقتي في غير أن يصحح أخطاءه أو يبذل ما في وسعه فليس بنافع ولا بمجدي.
Merely longing though for raising of voices and things such as this that is temporary without the person correcting their own mistakes and spending that which is within their capability or doing that which is within their capability, that's not of benefit.
فيجب على كل قادر أن يقوم بما يقدر عليه بحسب دعوة الشرع وهدي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Everyone that is able must do what they are able in accordance to the encouragement of the sacred law and the guidance of المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والمسألة لا مجال فيها للاختلاف وليست محل وجهات نظر.
And there can't be a difference of opinion concerning this, nor is this something in which there should be various points of view.
وإننا قد أنذرنا في السنة أن يسلط علينا ذل وتسلط أعدائنا علينا بتركنا لديننا.
We were warned in the Sunnah of being afflicted with transgression or our enemies being given power over us because of our leaving our religion.
وأن الله لا ينزع ذلك منا حتى نعود إلى ديننا.
And that Allah will not remove this humiliation from us until we return to our religion.
فلنأخذ هذا العلاج من السنة ولنسرع به.
So then we should quickly take this remedy from the Sunnah.
وفقنا الله والمسلمين وعقل العالم لأن نسد الظلم عن بعضنا البعض.
May Allah enable us, the Muslims, and those of wisdom or intellect in the world to prevent mutual oppression in the world.
وأن نقوم نحن المسلمين على الخصوص بما يرضي ربنا ويرضي نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we Muslims specifically should do that which pleases our Lord and pleases our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم فرج كربنا والمسلمين وادفع البلاء عنا والمؤمنين وأصلح شؤوننا وأهل لا إله إلا الله أجمعين وأنقذ إخواننا في غزة وفلسطين وفي أي مكان من بقاع الأرض فإنك تعلم ما نازل المسلمين في أديانهم وفي أبدانهم وفي أخلاقهم وفي مسارهم وفي أموالهم وفي شؤونهم المختلفة فارحمهم يا أرحم الراحمين وادفع البلاء عنا وعن أهل لا إله إلا الله أجمعين واجمع شمل المسلمين وألف ذات بينهم وألهمنا الرشد في الحركات والسكنات واختم لنا بأكمل حسن الخاتمة وأنت راض عنا بوجهة مصطفى عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخذوا أعداءك أعداء الدين وأعداء المسلمين ولا تبلغهم مرادا فينا ولا في أحد من المسلمين وحول أحوالنا إلى أحسن الأحوال وارزقنا الصدق والإخلاص ويقظة القلوب وتيقظ كل عاقل بما بدا من ذلك الاعتداء الصريح حتى يعلموا وجه الكذب والخداع فيما ينشر في الإعلام والوسائل واختباء الظالم والمعتدي والغاشم والغاصب تحت الدعايات والإدعاءات والنشرات الكاذبات الخادعات. اللهم أيقظ المسلمين وقلوبهم وأيقظ عقول الخلق في الشرق والغرب وهيئ أهل الفطرة لأن يعملوا على إزاحة الظلم عن بعضهم البعض واجعلنا من الذين يصدقون معك ولا تجعل فينا ولا في بيوتنا سببا لتسلط الأعداء ولا لحصول الظلم على إخواننا بشيء من سيئاتنا ولا معايبنا ولا ذنوبنا ولا ما نتفرج عليه بأعيننا أو نسمعه بآذاننا أو نتخلق به أو نتصف به أو نقصر فيه من واجب أو نرتكبه من محرم فلا تجعل لنا سببا في هذا السوء ولا هذا البلاء ولا تسلط الأعداء واجعلنا سببا لرحمة عبادك ولإبعاد الظلم عنهم وارزقنا صرف قوانا فيما هو أتم وأقوم وأجمع وأوفق لشرع نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم في نصرة المسلمين عامة وخاصتهم خاصة وفي إحقاق الحق وإبطال الباطل في جميع الأرض يا رب السماء والأرض يا من بيده الأمر وإليه المرجع في يوم العرض وأصلح قلوبنا وقوالبنا وظهرنا باطننا واختم لنا بالحسن وأنت راض عنا سر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.